Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, let's get to J.J. Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim Carafano joining us. And Jim, are you as excited as I am about the fact that America's back in the space business?
Oh, you bet. Look, space is literally as important to us today as freedom of the seas. So assured access to space, that touches the life of every American every day. So the fact that America's back in the space in a big way, that we have a space force, this is so, so important. And I do believe in the mission to go to the moon and go to Mars, because I think this generation needs, it's not just about surviving a pandemic. This generation needs a boost of confidence that this is a generation that can do great and powerful and amazing transformative things. And I think space is where America can do that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Space, the final frontier. That's what I want to say every time I see that Space Force logo.
Yeah, you know, the people made fun because it copied the, you know, it looks like the Star Trek logo.
It does.
Yeah, but that was an American TV show. You know, forget about all the, you know, global blah blah, World Federation, yeah. Everything else. That was about Americans going into space, and that was an inspiration for a generation. I think it's an appropriate homage, actually.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I'm waiting for the shirt. Denise and Tricia tease me because I've been ordering things that I don't need during the lockdown, because I'll be on Facebook and I'll see a whiskey glass that I have to have that's got, you know, a bullet sticking out of the side of it or a T-shirt. So that's one I'm going to have to order. Have you ordered anything like that since this all started?
No, you could put it next to your phaser and your tricorder.
I do have a lightsaber upstairs. Actually, it's my son's, I guess, that Might lights up and makes noise and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Oh. So you heard about speaking of up there, you heard about this Open Skies Treaty thing, right?
I don't know if I did. Fill us in.
So we just pulled out, we're pulling out of another arms control treaty with the Russians called Open Skies. It goes back to 2002. It's basically you can do unarmed flights over each side to kind of look at conventional forces and strategic things. Lo and behold, the administration came in, and what did they find? The Russians had been cheating on this treaty for years and years and years.
No.
We were getting almost nothing out of it. And after a long period of looking at this, they said, well, this makes no sense. And so we pulled out of the treaty, which is a perfectly responsible thing to do. But just looking at the criticism against the president, it's just been absolutely ridiculous. It's just more of, you know, whatever this administration does, we think it's horrible and terrible. It's going to be the end of everything. It's actually a very sensible decision.
Sure. You know, but the thing about it is, I mean, realistically, years ago, I got to take a tour of the National Geospatial Agency because I went down there to give a speech, and I couldn't get past the lobby because I didn't have a security clearance. So they took me into this room and they said, we're going to show you a little film on what we may or may not do here. We can't confirm any of it. And you know, they're showing me pictures of a guy standing on a dock. And they said, hypothetically, I could see the guy's face. That was taken from outer space. And hypothetically, he could be on a dock somewhere in the former Soviet Union. So we know we have the technology to see into other countries without having to fly an airplane over it, right?
Well, that's actually a really good point. So the only aircraft that we had that could actually do this mission, because it had to be unarmed, is these two very old planes that are now kind of obsolete. And rather than buying expensive planes to replace them to do a mission that isn't really worth it very much, why aren't we using just 21st century technology, like, way better?
So it's
just people that just react to these criticism of administration actions. I mean, this is like the third arms control treaty the administration has pulled out of. In every single case, the Russians were cheating. The treaty was doing nothing for us. And by staying in the treaty and allowing the Russians to cheat, we were sending exactly the wrong message about how serious we take arms control.
Yes, it's a great point. And you know, I'm happy he's looking at things like that. You sign something and you know you don't go back and look at the efficacy of it or whether or not it's having any effect at all. And you're just doing it because it makes you feel good. Makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. We're way past that. I mean, I think we've learned this lesson, like with China. You know, for years and years and years, people wanted to just look the other way about China. And where did that get you? I mean, they're more dangerous. They're more destabilizing. They're more threatening than ever. It's better off to look a problem in the face and deal with it. Anybody that's raised a teenager, I think, knows that.
Yeah, well said, and how fitting during the middle of this lockdown, too, when you're staring at them every day, if they're still in your house, eating all your food and drinking.
Not me, man. Mine are grown.
That's true. That is the truth. Hey, Jim, listen, buddy, have a good long weekend. Hopefully you're off on Memorial Day.
I think we do 24/7, 365 around here, but that's okay.
Okay.
Thanks for a great show, man. Hope to talk to you next week.
We'll be thinking about you. All right,
Thanks, Jim
Carafano there. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.